You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah! We have reached the final week of the college basketball regular season for everybody. Some people have gotten a head start. Some lower-level leagues have already started their conference tournaments. But the big boys, this is their last regular season week of the season, which means it's the last regular season week of our show here, BetQL, which you can find on Odyssey Sports, on the BetQL Network, on YouTube. Pleasure to be with you. I'm John Martin. He is RJ Choppy. Look, we are coming down to the nitty-gritty, RJ, and
yeah,
I don't know how much drama there is necessarily. Maybe can Tennessee, for example, who we'll get to in just a minute, can they find a way to get that last one seed? Can they find their way onto the one line after winning the SEC outright for the first time since 2008? Yeah, they won a share of it in 2018. We don't count that. If you're a co-champ, that don't count. You got to win the whole thing. And it's been 16 years since that happened. So we'll get to that amongst many other things here on the show as we wrap up the regular season in college basketball. RJ, let's start, though, in the regular season here. 9 ranked teams have gone down in the past week in college basketball. Illinois lost to another ranked team in Purdue. Purdue wins outright, RJ, as a 2.5-point underdog. And, you know, as a Big Ten champ, you know, you start to wonder, is this going to be the year where they finally validate that regular season with a run? Do you see that with Purdue, who obviously, as you can see here, is a 7-1 to win the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, I do see that this is a look, obviously they're very talented. This, at the end of the day, though, it does become a guard tournament. I mean, and that's the reality of it. And this is what scares me about a team, say, I think it really kind of hit in the NBA with Denver and then Milwaukee for years. And, you know, those teams broke through. But if your guy, if your dude doesn't have the ball in his hand a lot, I mean, it's a lot of things can go wrong. And it makes it tough to kind of run through that the tournament or the NBA playoffs if your most dominant player is not the ball dominant guy. If they don't have the ball, someone's got to get him the ball. I do think they're also, they are one of the teams that absolutely can make a run. They're also, I think, one of the teams that is as likely as any to get picked off because of that. You know, you get a team that gets hot, just like it happened last year, and you could pick them off, I think. So, yeah, I do think this is different for Purdue, but I still think a lot of the same problems that have faced them in the past might rear their ugly heads yet again.
Yeah, it's certainly possible. We've talked about them before. We that's the thing about college basketball this year, man, that does it does exasperate me a little bit. We've talked about the same damn 6 teams for the last 3 months. You know, like there's really not been anybody outside of that top 1% that's threatened to crash the party. It's been about Purdue. It's been about UConn. It's been about Arizona, Houston. You know, maybe we entertain Tennessee a little bit. Maybe we entertain Duke a little bit, but it's mostly sort of been the top 4. Now, with that being said, it's because they keep winning. Purdue just keeps winning, with the exception of that one spot, you know, at Ohio State, which was, you know, the interim coach's first game there at home. And that's an Ohio State team that was due for some positive regression from three based on the shots they were taking. this team has been doing it everywhere, anywhere, anytime. And I think Brayden Smith, you're seeing, you know, he's developed. He's on a different level this season. He's confident. And Zach Edey is the National Player of the Year. They bring in Lance Jones. I mean, I think it's right where they're at in terms of the price at 7-1. I would probably have them third. I would have them third behind UConn and Houston. I think maybe a little closer to Houston than they are. I think I might have that sort of as a dead heat. But, yeah, listen, I think this Purdue team, what they continue to do in the regular season eventually is going to pay itself off in the tournament. Now, they've had some unfortunate luck in the past. At some point, though, RJ, the variance swings your way.
Yeah, it does. I mean, look, you're gonna get bad luck, and then sooner or later, I mean, it's eventually gonna catch up to you on the good side, and you get a little good luck out of it. And you know, listen, I mean, I assume Edie's gonna play his normal game. You know, if Lawyer has a good, you know, Fletcher has a really good game, then what, right? I mean, that's kind of, it's not always the guy who is the superstar that wins you these things. They're the one that gets the credit. They're the ones that are gonna have the ball in their hands. But if other guys on those teams have big nights, if a guy who usually scores 4.5 a night scores 9, all right? I mean, you just keep stacking those things on top of each other, and all of a sudden, that's one way for an underdog to pull an upset, but also it's another way to make sure that a really dominant team with the best player in the tournament or the player of the year, however you want to call them that, doesn't get upset in the first round again.
Absolutely. But look, as I've gotten older, you know, I have learned to emphasize, amplify, invest in the bigger sample sizes. And that's the beauty of the tournament. It's 40 minutes every stop, and anything can happen in those 40 minutes when you're talking about teams that don't have a lot of separation, right? Your top 68 teams in the country, there's really not that much separation. But when it comes to evaluating coaches, you know, and the job, for example, that Matt Painter is doing, you know, they do win the Big Ten. They've won the Big Ten a lot over the years. And that's a tough league. And I used to not be this way. I'll admit it. I used to say, well, you know, none of it matters, but that's what really matters in the end. Yes, you want to win a championship. Yes, you want to pay it all off. But if you keep winning the Big Ten, and you're good enough to do that year in and year out, which they seem to be, eventually the breakthrough comes. It's all about the at-bats, man. That's what they have. That's what this Purdue team has.
I hope you're right on that one. For my school's sake, that's dang sure. I hope you're right, because there's been a lot of at-bats.
Same thing. It's the same, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the right. There are a handful of teams. Arizona was like this for years. Right, with Ludolf. Arizona was like this. Kansas was like this for a really long time under Roy. We've seen teams, UConn, Syracuse with Boeheim. They were cut. You know, they had made Final Fours. They never broke through to the championship, or they never broke through. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. Sooner or later, you'll get a favorable draw. You'll get a couple of upsets, and it could be a situation like for Boeheim. What were they, a 6 seed? When he won his first one, something like that, a 6 seed with Carmelo. I mean, they weren't supposed to win that year, but they got the. I mean, look what had to happen that year. They were a lower seed. Their regional final was in Albany, which is like 2 hours away, 3 hours away, and then they had the best player of the tournament, in Carmelo. Yep. So, like, it takes something. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. Sooner or later, those things break through. And there are a couple schools out there hoping that this year is their year to break through. And it's not UConn for the sixth time in 26 years.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, yes. UConn is the favorite, 5-1. Again, Houston, right there. Is it, what is it? 550 plus 550. And then you have Purdue at 7-1. And again, I think that's the right order, although I would probably have like, I think there's a, like, I would love to see that matchup between Juwan Roberts and the bigs there at Houston against Edie. You know, I think that would be a fast day because that's toughness versus, you know, size and skill, you know? And so I would be very intrigued to see how those guys kind of match up, but I think that's the right order. And then you start to get into RJ, that next tier, which does include the Tennessee Volunteers. And what a week for them. Two massive road wins, two statements, no question about it. Going on the road as a 3.5-point, 4-point underdog at Alabama. That Alabama team been foaming at the mouth to get a rematch against you after, you know, what Tennessee did to them in Knoxville. And Tennessee went in there and they jumped on them and they gave up the lead. And then they jumped on them again after being down 9 in the second half. And this is, of course, despite the Alta Connect being in foul trouble and not really even being able to assert himself. That was about Zakai Ziegler and just a team that is not afraid to go on the road and is not afraid of those environments. So, RJ, I got to tell you, we know who the first three seeds, the first three one seeds are going to. Purdue, UConn, Houston, pick the order. We'll figure that out. I think the fourth one, though, is very much up in the air, depending on what Arizona does, depending on how that all looks in the Pac-12 tournament. And if there's a team that can jump up there and get it, it's definitely your Volunteers.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's two schools of thought here. And I don't really know which one is which, or the right one. But one is that, like, you know, Tennessee plays in not even arguably. I mean, they play in a better conference than Arizona does. I mean, the Pac-12's going to have at max, what, three teams in this year, and the SEC is probably going to have seven, could have eight, depending on what happens, but most likely seven. I mean, if all things are equal and one team has got a set, you know, is a seven-bid league and the other one's in a two- or three-bid league, the seven-bid league should get it. But then the flip side is that, you know, the committee does like to, you know, put a Western team in the West as the one seed in the West if they can, and I get that. And I'll tell you this, like, I don't think you'd be doing the one, you're want to protect the one seed. You ain't going to be doing a one seed any favors if the one seed out West has Arizona as the two seed playing a couple hours from home. Like, that's not going to be protecting the one seed at all. But, I mean, I think Tennessee absolutely has a chance at the one. I mean, I think right now they are. Most people have them as the one if this thing were to be done today. And obviously there's more games to play. And every year it seems like they change their criteria on whether or not the conference tournaments matter or not. And it seems like every year it is. But I think the Tennessee late stretch having four straight games against ranked teams and beating all of them and having, you know, really good performances by multiple people in all three of those games to date with Kentucky still to come. I mean, it's going to be hard with that late push, especially when Arizona hasn't played a really tough game since December. They just haven't, you know, so I think it's going to be a really tough situation for the committee to keep Tennessee out of the one seed.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think when you're talking about, you know, exercising demons and reversing perceptions and things like that, I mean, this Tennessee team has so many different pieces and so many different ways to beat you. It's not just Dalton Connect, although, again, he is the difference in the ceiling. But they won last week against Alabama over the weekend because of Zakai Ziegler and his timely shot making. Like, they have, you know, they have two or three bigs off the bench, you know, with Awaka there and, you know, Adu and Josiah Jordan-James in the corner. Like, they're just a veteran team. Vescovy, they have so many different ways to come at you, and they're never going to panic. So what I look for in a champ and like who I would feel comfortable backing, how many teams are who they are because they have a great home record? I think it's like all the entire Mountain West. Like, the Mountain West for me, put them in a shoebox, sell them like a bunch of old sports cards, don't want them, don't care about them, don't take them seriously. But teams that can go on the road like Purdue, like Houston, like Tennessee and win consistently against good teams, whether it's Alabama, whether it's South Carolina, you name it. Those are the teams that have a shot in March. Those are the ones. Anybody else that's propped up by a home record, it's great. You're going to get a nice seed. You're going to get a nice regular season record. But are you credible? Tennessee is credible, you know, and right now we're seeing +210 to make the Final Four. You know, if you're talking about a one seed here and they have shorter odds in Arizona, it sort of certainly starts to feel like the market over at BetMGM is preparing for that. I feel like that's a good bet, RJ.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's and you know, Rick Barnes has always had this perception that he winds his players up too tight. I think this year is different because they're so old. They're an old team. Like, he's just got coaches on the floor. I don't think he's coaching nearly as much or as nearly as hands-on as he normally is. But you're absolutely right on the road thing, the road aspect of it. Now, UConn has shown to be the exception to that rule. I mean, didn't they just have, when they beat Marquette, their first road win against a ranked team since, like,
yes,
Kemba Walker or Shabazz Napier was there? It's like, that is to me the wildest stat about this entire thing, is that UConn had their first road win over a top 25 team in a decade. And they have a natty in the middle of that. That to me is the most remarkable aspect of what UConn did. So they are the outlier, but they're also supremely talented. And maybe they just don't play a lot of road games against ranked opponents in conference. That's the other factor, the other side of that. And you know, Nova dominated the conference for a while, and UConn was out of the conference for a little bit. So it was a different animal.
Yeah. So look, it's a good time, no doubt about it, to be a Tennessee fan. I think they're the one team in Arizona. I'd really say there's five, with Iowa State and Duke on the outside kind of looking in, but Tennessee is one of them. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here as we wrap up the college basketball regular season. You're watching BetQLU. Stick around.